Welcome back into the show. Kyle Crooks back with you as we're talking Husker football. Las Vegas Bowl's coming up at the end of the month. And with that, we're talking all things Husker football. And we welcome in the head coach of your Nebraska Cornhuskers, Matt Rhule, with the backwards hat, looking as cool as ever. Coach, good to see you.
Well, thank you, man. I we made a couple staff changes. And part of that, I did this last year. I'm doing it again this year, is serving as the defensive tackles coach. Phil Simpson and I are taking that on. And I tell the guys, like, you know, hey, this is Coach Rhule. You know, this is Coach Rhule. And then when I put this hat on backwards, I'm just Matt, just coaching the guys. And so I'm having a great time, man. Just got Riley Van Poppel in a black shirt today. Mm-hmm. He's really coming on, and really excited to be able to have that interaction with the players. That's what this hat means.
Yeah, and being out at practice, I can see the joy on your face. Sometimes as a head coach, you sit back, you're the CEO, you're watching all the other guys do the things during practice. But I could see you getting into technique, going each individual to individual. And the competition right now at practice, this is such an important period for the young guys more than anybody. You see the amount of reps that the scout team guys are getting and how the starters are cheering them on. This is a critical point in time for a lot of these young guys in their development.
100%, because it's coming right at the end of the football season. And so they've developed over the course of the year, whether they're in the two deep or whether they're, you know, on practice squad. We do a lot of developmental work during the year. I think one of the biggest things right now is the fact that, historically in December, you're also on the road recruiting, and so maybe you have some GAs coaching sometimes. But now we're all able to be out there, and we are focused. We are focused on getting our team better. And then B, with the addition of four new coaches, they're getting a fresh look at these guys. And as I've said to our new coaches, we have a lot of guys we've recruited that have not gotten on the field yet. And I believe they're good players. I was a part of recruiting them. We were a part of the recruiting. They're our guys. And so, before you start looking to the portal, we also want to make sure we get a real evaluation of our guys and what roles that they can fill. So you're out there today and you see, a safety running the alley and making a play. Coach Orich, that's his first time really watching these guys. And he can now start to envision his system. Because, man, he's got a great system. And that's why we hired him, for the system. And he can start to plug players in. And that then tells us at the end of this period, hey, what holes do we feel like we need to fill, or what players on our team need to take another step so they can fill this void? So it's vital for their development, but vital also for these new coaches to see what exactly they have in their rooms.
Yeah, and a lot of fans like to talk about the portal. Hey, we're going to get this position. You forget. No, we recruited guys. We have guys here that we're developing, and we're creating a structure and having guys here on campus early. And you tend to forget about the guys that are on the scout team, right, that can come up and be big-time players like an Emmett Johnson and some of these other guys. So I think fans tend to forget what you have here and what you have to continue to develop that's already here.
Yeah, we're going to do both. We're in a position now where we can do both. We want to develop our own players. We want guys to burst on the scene the way Emmett Johnson did. We want guys to take that step and all of a sudden, hey, look at that guy. Emmett went from a rotational player as a sophomore 2 years ago, mm-hmm. as a redshirt freshman, to a rotational starter last year, to an All-American this year. And that's EJ. That's Dana. That's Corey. That's Mitch. That's Chris. That's all the people that work with the players. But we also want to go out and get Isaiah Hunter, Sierra Wright. We also want to go out and get players in the portal that can help us. And so our job is to put together just the most competitive team full of great players. And guys can't be afraid of that. They have to want to be one of the best. And as I said to them at the end of the game at practice today, this is Nebraska. This is Nebraska. That means something. And so we want to get the best players in the country. So we'll develop our own, but we're also going to attack the portal when the portal opens to get the right couple of guys that can get us over the hump.
I did want to ask you this before we get to some of the new hires and the preparation heading towards Utah, but the news that Dylan Raiola heads into the transfer portal. Your thoughts on that, the evaluation of the quarterback position right now, TJ getting ready for the bowl game, how you view that heading into the portal period. Just I wanted to get that out there and have your opportunity to comment on it.
Yeah, I think all of our fans, I think all of our staff or coaches, we all just have to embrace it. We're in the portal era. Mm-hmm. You look at the Heisman Trophy ceremony the other night, and Diego Pavia is a great, great player. He's a portal ad. Francisco Mendoza is a great, great player. He wins it. He's a portal ad. The portal's just a natural part. And so, I think there's been a little bit of anxiety around here, like who's going to go in the portal, who's going to go in the portal. The portal will giveth and the portal will taketh away. And it's just the new normal, and we have to embrace it. That's why Troy Dannon has done such a great job of making sure that we have the resources needed to go get the players we want and also to keep the players that we want. Dylan made his decision. And Dylan did a great job for us, right? He was really the first five-star to come here and signaled everybody, hey, it's cool to come to Nebraska. And I think you've seen some players follow suit. Dylan did a great job for us, got us to back-to-back bowl games, which, you know, being bowl eligible back-to-back years hasn't happened since 2013, 2014. So that's, I think those are the years. That's 10, 11 years. I mean, so really grateful to Dylan for all that he did. And, you know, if he needs a fresh start, I'm going to pray that he finds the right place. I mean, he has so much success. With that being said, there's a lot of great quarterbacks out there and a lot of guys want to play at Nebraska. And, the minute that news hit, my phone started blowing up. And that news was kind of out there for a while, right? People were preparing for that. We have a great quarterback in TJ Lateef. TJ went to UCLA, and what he did at UCLA, I mean, our team rallied around him. They played to his energy, and I think everyone could feel that. Came back against Penn State. We didn't play very well on defense. But if you go back and watch that game, you see a guy in TJ that wasn't intimidated, that moved around the field, made plays with his feet, ran for a touchdown, converted two third downs with his feet, made some huge throws down the field to Ja'Cory. Iowa pulls his hamstring, doesn't pull himself out of the game, doesn't pout, goes out there and fights. And so I don't think there's a guy on our roster that doesn't believe that TJ is a starting quarterback, and just the sky is the limit. So we feel great about where the quarterback position is heading. I think Dana said it really well yesterday. We've got to play better on offense. We've got to pass protect better. We've got to create more explosive plays. We had a very good run game. We've got to throw more explosive plays. We have to just improve this year. And that's not a one-guy thing. That's all of us. That's us as coaches. That's us as players. And so even going back to you mentioned earlier about me coaching, we spent 2.5 years trying to reestablish just the foundation of the program. Because make no mistake, it was rocky. And I can turn my attention now more to football. And Pat Stewart's doing a great job with the portal. So we'll have great quarterbacks in that room. You need more than one. We'll need to have multiple guys. And people want to play for Dana Holgorsen. They want to play for Glenn Thomas. And so grateful to Dylan, but really excited about what that quarterback room will look like moving forward.
How do you think TJ is a guy that'll embrace competition, right? If you bring in somebody, you're going to need to bring in somebody anyway, right? Jalen's moving on. You're going to need to have somebody in there that's going to help add to the competition in the quarterback room. How do you think TJ is a guy that feeds off competition?
Yeah, TJ has no confidence issues, and he doesn't make excuses. He doesn't blame other people. So he's not going to sit there and be like, well, I'm not playing because of this guy. You know, TJ knows that he's a starting quarterback, and he can be our starting quarterback, and he's going to do a great job against Utah. And so I believe in him wholeheartedly. He's not worried about those things. He's gonna win a lot of games for us here at the University of Nebraska.
How about some of the new hires, Rob Orich? We had him here in studio. You mentioned the interview process, which was unlike, I'm sure, many that you've had as a head coach. You bring him to your daughter's youth basketball game. You're throwing questions at him. He seemed like he really impressed you right at that point in time. What was it about him? Why is he the right fit at this time now for Nebraska as a DC?
Because he's had two huge turnarounds as a first-year coordinator. And that, to me, is the ultimate. It's what Tony White did when he got here. Mm-hmm. During Tony White's time here, we had one defensive player drafted. Yet we were top 10 in defense. Even this year, I mean, I know everyone's like, oh, what's happened to defense? We're still 21st in the country in defense. It's just that, we're last in the country in red zone. We didn't stop the run. And I don't think that's necessarily an X's and O's thing as much as it is. I want someone who's going to put together a system, develop the players within that system, and be a leader of men in that group. And when I saw Rob, I watched the way his guys played. They played with passion. They played with energy. They played all on the same page. They didn't make a lot of mistakes. The offensive system at San Diego State, led by Sean Lewis, who's a great head coach, is a tempo offense, which normally you don't have a great defense when you have a tempo offense. Mm-hmm. Yet Rob's defense was, in the top five in the country. And so I said to myself, hey, I want that play style. I don't care what the scheme is. Phil Snow's our defensive coordinator for this bowl game. We were a top 20 defense at Baylor in a three down. We were top 20 defense at Temple in a four down. We were in the NFL. We were top two defense, and we were five down. It doesn't matter the scheme. It matters that your players know the scheme and they can adapt to what people are doing. And you have a brilliant, brilliant mind, but also a great teacher. And I think when I listened to Rob and talked to Rob, I did all that. So I didn't say, hey, sit here at my daughter's basketball game for like to be funny. It was I wanted him to have to talk to me, and I wanted to hear his ability to teach. I had already seen the tape. And since he's gotten here, I have to tell you, Kyle, it's been one of the most amazing things to sit in that defensive staff room. And I'm sitting there as the D-line coach, D-tackles coach. I'm not sitting there as the head coach. And you got Rob in there, and he's, you know, up on the board. And because he's not coaching the bowl game. Phil's coaching the bowl game. And Phil's putting together the game plan. And one day Rob said, hey, you know, Phil, I'm sorry. I'm stepping out of bounds here a little bit. You know, and Snow watches another play and says, you know, there are no bounds here. You can never step out of bounds. He said, you know, say whatever you want to say to me. And that's why Phil Snow, you know, he was my DC for 10 years. I mean, mm-hmm. I love the man. He's actually had some schools call him and say, hey, come be our DC now, which, you know, I don't know what he wants to do in his career. He'll be back with us if he wants to be back with us. But just to see Rob's demeanor and how he can work with Phil, to see Phil, who's been a defensive coordinator for 20 some years, working with a young guy in Rob, it's been unbelievable. And it's just exactly what we need right now.
Yeah, it's just really cool to hear about that dynamic between him and Phil. And then you go and hire Jeep Wade. We had him in studio as well. I could see right away that he's a relationships guy. And he said when you called him, he said, look, this is we want you here. Take it if you feel like this is the right spot for you. We want you here. I need a quick decision. And it was a quick decision for him. He knows the history of what it takes here. You wanted to bring in somebody, obviously, that is a great recruiter, great relationship builder. He checks a lot of boxes. What can Jeep Wade now bring to Nebraska at this point in his career, what he did at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I think when you watch his teams at Georgia Tech or you watch all the other places that he's coached, you see an offensive line that plays fast, that plays with aggression. I don't want a scheme where they're thinking too much. I don't want them out there, you know, playing passive. I don't want them catching blocks. I want to play with a level of violence and physicality that only comes from confidence. And offensive line is such a hard position. I mean, you're gonna get beat sometimes. You're gonna have bad plays. But you have to have a mindset that you're gonna attack the next play no matter what. And so my experience with Jeep over the years is that he brings that. You know, he brings that energy. He brings that freedom. You know, he's gonna let you be you, but he wants you to be the best version of you. He cares deeply about his players. And he's just one of those guys, like he's a football guy. He's studying it all the time. And so you look at what they did at Georgia Tech, the way they ran the football, the way they protected. Again, I always look at the tape first. Like, I want our tape to look the way their tape looks. Mm-hmm. And so we did a lot of good things on the offensive line this year. I just want to take another step, and I'm convinced that Jeep can take that step. And to your point, you know, I want the best offensive lineman in the country to come to Nebraska. Like, we can get the best players in the country. Like, we're located centrally. We can get guys from California, from Texas, from Florida, from the Northeast. If we can get guys from the Dakotas, and we can get guys from right here in Nebraska in the 500-mile radius. But we need a guy like Jeep with his magnetic personality to make people want to come be a part of it.
Embracing opportunity. It's a huge time for a lot of guys, especially two that I can think of right away, Mekhi Nelson, Isaiah Mosey. Emmett's going to move on to the NFL. First team All-American, has done things that we haven't seen here in over a decade. And congratulations to Emmett. But now when one guy moves away from the Nebraska spotlight, you have two guys, young guys, now have your opportunity. They've been waiting in the wings, chomping at the bit. How have they embraced it here over the last couple of weeks? And I'm sure they know what's ahead of them and what this Vegas Bowl means to these two.
Yeah, I think if you asked every guy on our team what they think about Mekhi Nelson and Isaiah Mosey.
Should throw Quentin Ives in there as well.
Absolutely, Quentin. I think they would say it's kind of like a ticking time bomb, right? Like, they've been waiting for their opportunity to explode. Emmett had an amazing year. He also, you know, he had a very fortunate year in that he never got banged up. He never got dinged. It's a credit to him. And, you know, just to be clear, when Emmett says, hey, I'm going to go to the NFL, I get up and hug him. When Emmett says, hey, I'm not going to play in the bowl game, I'm going to start training, I say, absolutely, no worries. Because we also know what we have in that room. And every time Mosey got in, every time Mekhi got in, they made a play. And that's really what we need on offense. We need playmakers, right? We need a great system, a great scheme. But you need guys who take a ball like Emmett did for a four-yard gain and turn it into a 40-yard gain. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun for Husker fans to see these guys, see what we see at practice all the time. There's no doubt in my mind that these guys can do it, and it'll be a real. Utah's a great team. Obviously we're down one lineman, but it's a great opportunity for Tyler Canuck to go back and play in his against his home team and his old team, and these backs are going to play really well.
How do you? The portal's going to open on January 2nd, and I'm not going to ask you about specific personnel or anything like that. But this time in the calendar, how hectic, how crazy is – I'm sure it's already probably there. But once January 2nd hits, what does that look like for you and bringing in guys for visits and things? I'm sure it's pretty crazy time.
Yeah, I think during this time right now, we're doing a lot of work with our current roster in terms of re-signing guys to contracts and signing guys up for next year and some other players. Like, hey, you're going to have to go through the spring to see exactly where you fit. And some guys having a great conversation with some players who, really want to play but maybe aren't going to play here. And do they want to stay here and just finish their career as a Husker, or they want to go somewhere else? I mean, we're really an open book with the guys. I tell the guys there's three buckets, right? There's bucket one, which is guys who've had tremendous success. And when you've had success, other people from other schools are going to try to come in and buy that success away. And you just kind of have to be careful, man, because sometimes you have a great thing and you leave to go try to do something great somewhere else. You have to start over, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We've had some players that left here last year that are calling, hey, can I come back? And, so you have to be careful. The grass isn't always greener, but we want those guys back. They've had success. You have that second bucket of guys who they've had some success maybe, but they haven't had what they want. And, we just tell them, hey, it's going to happen. Your success is coming. Just got to hang in there. Sort of like Emmett did. Mm-hmm. He went in the portal for a little bit last year and then decided, I think this is the right place. And thank goodness he did, right? Imagine if he hadn't been here, what he would have missed out on. And then there's a third bucket of guys like, hey, you know what? Kind of like I was at Penn State. I was a walk-on that was never really going to get on the field. Maybe I'd play on kickoff return. But to me, that was I knew I wanted to be a coach, and that was right for me. And so we're just kind of working with all three groups. At the same time, the portal's not open. Some people are declaring for it. You're evaluating all this tape, So when January 2nd comes and guys are officially in the portal, you have a tape, built up on each guy and, your evaluation and who are the guys that we feel like we need to go get. And because of what we've done over the previous 3 years, signing so many high school kids, and because we have a big roster, we're one of the youngest teams in the Big Ten, if not the youngest team in the Big Ten, we don't need to go out and sign 20 guys. What we need to do is we need to get a couple difference makers that can make those plays that get you over the hump, that can come in and assimilate into the team that we have and help us go from where we are right now to where we want to be. And I take the last two games out of it. We have to own those, but that's a different issue. But I always go back to the Michigan game. We lose by three. I go back to the, USC game, we lose by four. And who can we add to our team? Be it a guy on our team that we're have to just get better, be it a high school kid that we signed, or now as we get to the portal, which portal guys can we bring in that can help us score one more touchdown or make one more stop so that we win those games? And so it's a methodical process. It takes a ton of time. Guys, our personnel department has been working on it forever. And when the second hits and the portal hits, it'll be a crazy time. And you know what? There'll be some guys on our team that hit the portal and people – we have a great program. It's a great place. Pretty much all of our guys are happy to be here. But sometimes you need to go see if there's, a better opportunity for you because you're just not getting on the field here. And, we'll help all those guys that we can help.
Final one on the portal piece. But the way Nebraska is situated now from an NIL standpoint, you have the relationship with Playfly Sports that helps out now. 1890 is winding down. Financially, we had Troy Dannon in here last night just talking about how Nebraska's in a good place financially to go out there and at least compete with all these schools for all these guys. Do you feel like you're in a really good spot now to compete in this free market, this wild, wild west that's been created with anybody who may be out there?
Yeah, this will be the first year that we're, on the higher end of the market. We might not be where Texas and Texas A&M and some of those people are, but we're right there, we're right below that, right? And so, and maybe we are there. I don't know exactly what they have, but we're at a really high level, and that's a credit to Troy, the work that he's done. Revenue sharing is now in place. We have a chance to go out and again, you're also talking about retaining your own players. For every player that we lose that goes somewhere else and has four or five sacks or has a couple plays, like those are plays we don't want to lose those guys. That accumulates over time, so we want to keep our players that can help us. And I think a big piece of that is the opportunities in Nebraska. Like, what's different about Nebraska? Well, our fan base is unlike anything else. And so many of the people that support our program have businesses. And so why not have Becca Alec? Why not have Harper Murray? Why not have Rink? Why not have Sam? Why not have all the Jordy Ball? Why not have our athletes advertise for the businesses we have in this state? They don't necessarily need to be the face of the program, but you know, between social media, between all the different opportunities for true NIL, that's a difference maker in our program. It's one of the things, you know, when you say what does Nebraska have? We have a fan base that cares about our student athletes, and we have a donor base that has businesses that can support our student athletes. And so mobilizing some of that. And I think honestly, the possibilities are endless. I want to be able to sit there with a recruit and say, listen, if you come to Nebraska, yes, we'll give you a good revenue sharing deal, and you know you'll have good opportunities. But man, if you're a good player and you represent yourself the right way, if you're about the right things, and our guys are about the right things, there are going to be businesses, there are going to be corporations, there are going to be all kinds of groups that want you to come speak, that want you to support their company online, social media, all those different things. And so, it's a differentiator for us. It'll help us in the portal, and you know, make no mistake, you know. Having money does not mean you're going to have a good team. But if you don't have money, it's pretty hard to have a good team, right? Mm-hmm. Or maintain a good team. And so kudos to what's happened here. Kudos to the Pede family for what they did with 1890. I mean, if they haven't done what they've done, we're in a really bad spot. And, you know, you look at what 1890 did, and you look at the era of athletics that we're in right now. I mean, volleyball has the best players in the world, and we're an amazing team. And I love that team. I'm grateful for that team. Basketball has really good players, and they're playing a great women's basketball is doing a great job. Wrestling, I mean, baseball is going to have a great season. Softball, like, great teams are made up of great players, and that's the new model. And we're, to me, in a really, really good time in Husker athletics right now, where we're competing for championships. We haven't competed for a championship, but we are in back-to-back bowl games, which did take a long time to get back to this point. And you have to get to this point before you can get to the next one. And I think it's all first the Pede family, but now with Troy and Play Fly and all those people are doing. And I would just encourage everyone out there. You know, a lot of times people will tell me, I don't know that I believe in NIL. There's two choices. Either we do this to be successful, or we don't do it and we just become, you know, a group of four team. Like, there is no in between. You cannot not do the money financial part of it and expect to have a good team. And so we all have to just embrace it, buy into it. And I think Nebraska's fan base and donor base can accelerate it, and we could be really one of the leaders.
Transitioning a bit to the bowl game now. You got a 10-win team. Utah, the head coach, Kyle Whittingham, what a career. You know, he's stepping down as the head coach. They have a head coach in waiting there. But it's a, you know, heavy run team, quarterback run team, good defense, Outland winners. They're right tackle, two NFL first-round picks most likely on their offensive line. That's a lot that pops on the tape in what you guys are going to take on here at the end of the month.
Yeah, I would say that if you're sitting on the outside, you probably a lot of people won't give us much of a chance. You know, the thing I'll say is we have a good football team, and we wish we'd have beat Michigan and USC. We have to try to improve. We fell apart at the end of the year for a lot of different reasons, and I think I did an admirable job of coming out and saying, hey, put that on me. I've gone out, whether it's internally that people don't know about or externally, making some staff changes to try to get over the hump on that for next year. But I think we're going to play really well. Our guys want to be in the game. They see, you know, Texas A&M went to the game last year, and even though I think they ended up losing to USC, they end up having a really good season. USC went to the game. They end up finishing 9-3 this year. This is a great, great springboard into taking the program to another level. And we don't want to end the season on defense the way we did. You know, Phil Snow, I mean, I've been with Coach Snow a long time. Like, he's not going to tolerate giving up 40 points. Now, if they're that much better than us, then we'll just go back to the drawing board this offseason and we'll hit the, you know, portal, we'll develop our players, and we'll try to get better for next year. But I think you're going to see our team play, and I think you're going to see our team compete. We know what it's like to play in the Big Ten. We know how hard it is. And, you know, we faced four ranked teams. We didn't beat those ranked teams. Utah faced two ranked teams. They didn't beat those two ranked teams. And so they're a ranked team. Congratulations to them. We'll have to go play them, and we'll have to go battle them. It's a great opportunity for us to finish the season on a high note. And I have the utmost respect for them. And you're right. Their offense is dynamic. I mean, they score 40 points against everybody. So what a great opportunity for our defense to right some wrongs and go out there and try to stop the run and make some plays on defense.
Final one, Coach, but Bud Crawford tweeted out yesterday. He's going to retire. So big news in the boxing world, but what a way to go out, huh, for him.
Yeah, you know what? I love Bud. I'm just going to wait for him to come back, man. I mean, if he does go out, then he goes out on top. As I've said before, like, you talk about a guy that doesn't care what people think, you know, talk about a guy that went out there and said, you know what? I'm here for all this. I'm here for all the smoke. I want to be the guy that goes out and does it. I was out there today and one of our players was like, Coach, how you doing, man? I know people are getting on you right now, but I said, I'm here for all of it. You know, like, you can't do anything great in life. You can't do anything great in life without taking a lot of criticism and without taking a lot of chances. And Bud's really inspired that within me. And so, I hope that he can. I still hold out hope that Bud fights in Memorial Stadium at some point. So Bud, you know, take some time off, man. go relax. Go take a trip, and then come back and fight in the stadium. But I love Bud Crawford. He's been so good to us, so good to the state, so good to the city of Omaha, so good to the kids that you know within his community. If he is done, I got to see his last fight. Yeah. If he's not done, I'll see him in the stadium.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you hopping in. You know, of course, head coach, but D-tackle coach, because you got the backwards hat on right now. So it's doing good work and getting ready for this bowl game. We look forward to seeing you out in Vegas.
I look forward to seeing all the Husker fans out in Vegas. You know, it's been a long time to have this type of a bowl game trip. And so I hope everyone goes out there, has a ton of fun. I hope they all, you know, I don't gamble, but if they do gamble, I hope they win.
Yeah.
Slot machines. And let's go play this game, and let's go play a ranked team and see what we can do.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
We continue on the show right after this.